T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We need to talk about getting hit in the head.
I know, right?
We literally prep this show as if we've all had head injuries. Because we sit around and we see like 4 or 5 different news stories about similar things. We're like, let's tie these together with head injury stories.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
There was an elderly woman who suffered a head injury. A one-ton cathedral door collapsed on top of her.
Yeah.
A crowd, I guess, like it gathered at the Valencia Cathedral in Spain, and this huge wooden structure falls onto the adjacent door, narrowly missing hundreds of people. And then it like crushed the door. And little D, did you see a video of this or something?
I saw stills from the video of it, but yeah.
Did just the door hit her? Did it crush her?
No. So like you were saying, it's one of those, you know, when you walk into like those old style cathedrals that have like the 17-foot-high tall doors.
Absolutely.
It was like that. And so it was two big doors, and the door on the right side of the frame fell, but the left side of the frame caught the door. So it didn't fall on top of her and like actually crush her. So it caught it and it just gave her a quick like bonk as it was like before it got caught by the opposite door.
Bonk.
Yeah, she's old.
Yeah, it didn't feel great.
They didn't show her though.
She bounced back up and did a little jig.
Shut up, she did not.
No, she did. She was,
give me the other door.
Is that all you got? That's okay. So that's story number one that got us inspired to do this. Story number two, an Arkansas dude got shot in the head with an arrow.
Yeah.
We're really pulling these two stories into one cohesive unit.
Yes, we are.
Who shot him? Nothing.
It's a very vague story, but basically the guy was out and surprisingly, I'm pretty sure he was drinking, got into a fight with one of his buddies, and his buddy took the bow and arrow out and said, oh yeah? Yep, exactly. And then so
he had to drive himself to the hospital, right?
No. Homeboy number one was feeling so great that he just got in his car and drove himself 6 miles home before he called 911.
Holy smokes.
He drove home with an arrow in his head?
Yes.
He's like wacky zany guy.
Look at me.
I got an arrow in my
head. That's hilarious.
It's a wacky.
Okay. And then there was a couple other stories that I remember. Didn't Justin Bieber get like a golf club to the head?
Yeah, by Ed Sheeran.
It was a few months ago, but like apparently Ed likes to do that trick shot where somebody holds a tee in their mouth or whatever.
Yeah, so they were out drinking. Biebs was drinking water. Ed was just plowed.
You're going to let the drunk guy swing?
Right? So they left this Japanese dive bar. They're like, let's go golfing. So they go to the golf course, and that's when Bieber suggested, hey, I'll lay down, put the ball in my mouth, and you take a club and hit it. So Ed kind of whacked Biebs in the cheek. Didn't really hurt him and stuff. Didn't crack any teeth.
It makes me a little bit happy that happened. I don't know why. Like a real golfer probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
But I don't think Sheeran golfs enough.
A drunk Sheeran? Yeah.
No, that's not a great plan at all. There's a couple baseball stories. I remember seeing one recently, and I wanted to ask you, because you're a baseball guy. In fact, you've been hit in the head by a baseball yourself.
Right? I have, yeah.
And it did some, like...
Major. I had my orbit of my eye explode. I was wearing metal rim glasses with glass lenses in them. And so it hit one of my eyes, hit a lens that shattered in my face, and the other lens went flying on the right field.
I don't think I knew your orbit got, like, shattered.
It got busted.
How did they fix that?
Yeah, that wasn't cool. I had to wear like a thing over my, like a black.
Do they put it like a balloon under there to push your orbit? You just have to wait for it to heal.
Yeah, waited for it to heal, and I had one surgery on it.
Oh.
So yeah, it was a baseball at point blank range too.
Somebody had hit it into you?
I was running from first to second, breaking up the double play. The second baseman made his turn to throw to first, and bam, right in my face. Yeah,
can they throw as hard as a pitcher? Like
when you're trying to
90 miles an hour.
When you're turning two, man, you bring it.
Oh God!
Yeah. It was my fault because I didn't slide low enough.
Oh, yeah, Steve.
Anyway,
so the question that I have about baseball is, Like, do you keep a loose grip on the bat? Because wasn't there just recently this dude, he was up to bat and he swings and the bat goes and the girl in the crowd was not expecting it. And like, I didn't see it hit her, but they showed her afterward and she had enough ace bandage on her head and her face.
Not good.
Hold on to the bat. How are you not holding on to the bat?
Yeah, every now and then, though, you get enough torque on it and you just let it slide because most batters complete their swing one-handed.
It's only in.
Yeah, I know. And so when you're at a baseball game, people, read your ticket, because if bats go flying and balls go flying and hit you, that's on you. Yeah, you got to pay attention.
Your ticket is like this release of liability for real.
Pretty much at a baseball game.
She was jacked.
Bad, huh?
Up. Do you remember that? I mean, she was like rapped. It was not because she was just chit chatting
and not paying attention.
Well, you don't think a bat's going to come like.
Yeah, it's baseball.
I mean, if I look, because exactly. Then it could be a foul ball.
Right.
There was, he didn't make connection. He just flung the bat at her head.
Yeah, that's pretty rare, but you got to keep an eye on it.
I have been hit in the head with an airplane door.
Yeah, like heavy.
Which is not as big as this one ton, but the whole door fell off and hit me in the head.
Well, your job was what you call the thrower. So you were underneath the plane stacking baggage. And that door, it's not two doors. It's one.
I was inside the pit. So I was catching the bags. The bags are coming up a bell loader.
So
I pushed the door open and got inside.
It's that big. It's one huge door.
Like the cargo door.
Yes, it's the cargo door.
I always thought it was like the passenger door that they walk in. And I'm like, how did you not see that coming?
No. I'm in the cargo hold. I pushed the door open and reached for a stroller that a family needed that was getting off the plane. And that's the last thing I remember.
Because the whole thing.
Yes. Like 350, 400 pounds, something like that.
And it rested on the back of your head.
Yes,
it
would have closed. Shove the door off of me.
Ooh.
It was horrific.
And to this day, you have no feeling.
From that incident.
Yeah.
And like it runs in my family. My father built houses. So every one of my brothers has been hit with some sizable chunk of wood. Or my oldest brother got hit. My dad was doing the baseball grip on the with a hammer. And he was like, hammer.
Get out.
Right into one of my brother's heads.
Get out. Sharp side, blood side.
I think it was. I don't think he got him with the claw.
Oh.
But I mean, what? Okay, let's explore the question.
I don't
want
the claw.
You don't?
I don't want claw.
I feel like claw might be better.
Because claw is just, now it's in your body.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know.
But the other side's got more heft and like...
Yeah.
It's hip.
I like how your dad brought all the kids to...
No, it's just one of the times like, well, I broke that one. Which one's coming with me today? Then you just come home bleeding profusely from whatever. And my mom would just be like, all right, next up.
It's the point of having so many kids.
That's right.
Do you have a head injury?
When I was probably like third or fourth grade, I was sliding down a banister and fell backwards off the banister. And I didn't get hit in the head, but I fell on my head. Landed like two stories down on my head and got like a... I don't know what grade concussion I got, but it was like the most serious.
You did exorcist barf.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everywhere.
Exorcist barf.
I was like blacked out. Yeah, I was blacked out for like a day and a half. I don't remember a full day and a half of my life.
And you woke up in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. You were in a coma?
And then I spent like 3 days in the hospital after that.
You were coma?
I guess. I was out.
It explains a ton, though, doesn't it?
Hey.
About all three of us. I mean.
We're all damaged. Yeah. Like,
hey, head injury guys, why don't you try radio?
Okay. It works.
So if you've got an epic injury to your skull.
Ouch.
Hit in the head is what we're calling it. And we want to hear your stories. Drew?
Hey, yay.
Yay.
Hit in the head.
Man, it was really spooky. When I was a little kid, my friend and I were walking through the cemetery, though, just near our house. So I picked up this big rock and just kind of overhand chucked it. And it went at like this curve and then immediately hit a gravestone and flew back and hit me in the forehead in like a straight line.
That was your comeuppance.
I'm pointing out first, you're creeped out in a cemetery. So if you're creeped out, you might be thinking there's ghosts or zombies here, none of which are even remotely susceptible to a rock.
Right.
So you brought a rock to a ghost fight. Do you feel a little bit like it got thrown back at you?
It was at like a curve going one way and then came back in a straight line the other. And I definitely like didn't throw in a straight line. I was a little kid, but super weird. Left a big bruise on my forehead. And
I would never go in a cemetery ever again.
You're a little creepy.
That's weird.
I don't recall the last time I have.
Were you alone? Did anybody else witness this?
No, there was a friend of mine. He didn't see it, though. It was super quick, and it took me a minute to realize what happened. But like, I definitely remember seeing the rock coming, and it was really really weird.
I just picture that corpse lying there going, hee hee,
I got you. Come back tomorrow. Throw something else, you idiot. That is, you definitely got hit in the head. Welcome to the show. Thank you, Drew. Right. Kim?
Yay.
Hit in the head.
Hit in the head with a dolphin.
A dolphin?
What?
A dolphin. I know. I was on vacation in Orlando swimming with the dolphins, and this dolphin like went crazy. He came out of nowhere and came up and just knocked me out cold. I was not ready.
Is that part of the show?
I know. Probably thought you were a shark.
No, I was totally not ready. No, look, it's not funny because I could have died.
I was
knocked out. I was drowning. Somebody
but are you wearing like a? I can't remember, like I've known people who've done. Are you wearing a life vest so at least you don't go underwater? You were.
Yeah, but I turned over, so my face was in the water.
Dang, you're right. It's not as funny now.
It's kind of funny still.
No, but it had a good ending because the guy who like jumped in and saved me.
Yeah.
He was just a tourist, and I was so grateful to him. We like stayed in touch, and he came to visit me a few times, and then we like, you know, got married.
You're married to the man who saved you from being hit in the head by a dolphin.
I mean, wouldn't you marry somebody who saved your life like that?
Did you invite the dolphin to the?
I feel like that's part of it.
He brought you together.
The dolphin's the ring bearer. Right. Pulls it out of his little bunghole. I guess it's not a bunghole. It's a no. It's called something else.
Blowhole.
gray and white.
Right, wrong hole, but yeah.
I wasn't thinking of that. I'm thinking of what's on a wine barrel.
I want to guess.
And that's still called
the
bunghole.
There you go.
And it looks like a dolphin's blowhole. Oh,
I'm glad you found my near-death experience.
Oh, so Kim, sorry. We love you. And it sounds like you've recovered nicely from the dolphin wound.
I have no lasting scars.
All right. Thank you for the call, Kim. Allison?
Yay.
Hit in the head.
First of all, I will say that it runs in my family to get head injuries as well. So
runs in the show as well. So what happened?
So this particular time, I was at a concert about 8 years ago, and someone tried to throw a pint glass from the back of the amphitheater to the stage.
Jeez.
And it missed, and it hit me right in the head. And I was pretty close to the front, so I got knocked out, but they dragged me onto the stage to make sure that I was going to be at least... I wasn't dead on impact.
Were you bleeding?
Oh, I was like carry.
Dang.
It was bad. So they brought me in front of the band to the ambulance that was waiting outside, and I had to get 8 staples.
Staples?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever told you this, but I saved my girlfriend from this exact fate. I was at a Metallica concert.
Whoa.
And the bass player of Metallica was like drinking a glass of ice water. It was plastic, but he like threw it up in the air to the crowd. And like, I think he thought the water would all come out of it, but somehow through some miracle of physics, the whole thing goes up in the air and it's a projectile and you can see the water's still in it and it starts coming down at Mach 5, like Skylab re-entering the Earth's atmosphere, and it's coming directly for her head. And she's on my left side. So if I'm going to swat it away, I have to use my guitar hand to swat it. And it was literally in slow motion. I'm like, no, see it coming down for her head. And at the last second, I put my hand up and let it hit me instead of her.
You saved her.
I saved her from a head injury.
Alice, what happened?
You're a better boyfriend than the guy that I was with. He didn't stop it.
In his defense, you said it was thrown from the back, so maybe he didn't see it coming.
Wow.
Maybe? You gotta be looking. Always be looking.
Head on a swivel for those glasses at concerts. So are you hideous now or are you okay?
I'm pretty ugly.
Yeah.
That's
probably a big part of it is that concert.
No.
Got a lot of head issues.
Wow. Well, welcome to the show. You're welcome here. We're all head injury people here. Thank you, Allison. Sherry?
Hi, yay.
Hit in the head.
I got kicked in the head by a horse.
Oh, you don't want to. You can die. You can get killed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was bringing my horses to give to a friend and put them on her property. And this guy that was on drugs decided to open the fence that doesn't divide the horses. So 2 foreign horses were running onto a horse's property. and they started kicking the crap out of each other. So I tried to, I closed the gate in between them when the horses separated themselves, and the horse from the property attacked me. It actually bunny hopped on me and landed on my femur,
holy,
a bunch of other stuff. And then kicked me in the forehead.
Did it have shoes on?
I did not, thank goodness.
Because it probably would have killed you if it had shoes on.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, I would have been in a lot of trouble. But I had a dent in my forehead for about 5-6 months.
A dent?
No broken bones. I have never broken a bone in my life, so.
Dang.
Weird. Did you have to, so you went to the hospital, obviously.
Yes.
Oh my God.
No lasting effects or?
No, I've never had a concussion either until then. And it was the worst thing ever. I would never want a concussion again.
You still referee horse fights?
That's essentially what you were doing. It's like, get back to your neutral corners.
I still ride horses, but no.
I'd be out.
Never stand behind one.
Man. Never.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Sherry.
Wow.
Welcome to the Head Hit Club. Leslie.
Yay.
Hitting the head.
Not a big fan of rock throwing. However, water and rocks, deadly combination. Camping with my husband and kids. Kids are down by the water, skipping rocks. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to lob one and splash them. And I threw one, lobbed it way up, about the half size of a football. And as my son stood up, right on top of his head, split his head wide open.
As a parent, there's no way to explain to your child that that wasn't an intentional act. You're like, I swear to God,
horrible.
I didn't do it on purpose.
Horrible. I felt horrible. He had it cost him 5 staples in the head to close it.
Dang.
And it was a bleeder. It was a gusher. And just the sound, I felt horrible.
Did it sound like a cantaloupe hitting the ground?
Yeah, that's what they always say.
A little?
Yeah, from like a 10-story building.
Yeah,
maybe.
It was like,
what?
That's... Yeah, and so now his favorite thing is to sit on the floor in front of me and I scratch his head, you know, just to massage his head. And he'll go, watch that one spot, Mom.
You know,
like
where you threw a rock at my head?
Oh, my God.
You remember that, Bob?
Yeah, he still plays, watch that one spot.
Oh,
jeez.
That is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it pretty bad when you do that accidentally to your kid?
Yeah, I
felt horrible. Oh. I was so embarrassed. Here we are camping. We have to unhook the camper from the RV park and
drive into town and get to a hospital.
Wow.
Oh my God, that sucks.
And then they ask how it happens, and you're like,
child abuse, really?
Yeah.
What happened was,
right?
Wow, thank you for the call, Leslie.
Dang.
Amelia.
Yay. So I was actually also hit in the head with a golf club when I was about 10 years old, and the guy tried to give me money. He tried to give me a 20 so I wouldn't tell my parents.
Was he holding the club, or did it fly out of his hands, or what happened?
I was walking behind him, and he was trying to show off to his buddies, so he swung it backwards and hit me right in the forehead.
Did you take the 20?
So I was crying. I had a huge lump. I couldn't see.
Oh, whoa, okay.
So did you have to go to the hospital, or what happened?
I was actually okay. It was fine. We got it checked out by the medic staff there, and they said it was okay, so I just went home.
Yeah, never walk behind horses or golfers.
We're learning lots of things to not be behind. Thank you. Welcome to the Head Injury Club.
Wow.
Claire?
Yay.
Hit in the head.
So, I went to the dentist to get a root canal done, and got a panoramic x-ray done right before, but when I got under the x-ray machine, it malfunctioned and broke, and the 2,000-pound machine fell right on my head.
Oh, what?
Because it's got the huge arm thing. That whole thing came down on you.
Yeah, it was one of the ones that like spin around your head. So it's like a little bit different than the ones with the arms. But the dentist was a piece of work. He comes out and he's like, "Don't call 911."
Please call 911.
Right? I got hit in the head with your equipment.
Oh my God!
Right? Yeah. He was a gem.
Did you sue the pants off of that dude?
We're working on that right now. I have a court date in October, but know, it's all good. Had a little bit of damage to my optic nerve done, so I'm losing my eyesight because I went to the dentist. So
oh my God, Claire. God.
Well, you're among friends here, like right, we've been saying. We're all in the head injury club, so thanks for your call.
Dang. That's not cool.
All right, if you still want to tell your head injury story, hit in the head, please do it over on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.